Morton, Eliza. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 25th, 1903. Dear Sister Morton, I have read the letter that you wrote to Sister McEnterfer in regard to your mother's death, and I could but say, Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Revelation 14, verse 13. For a long time, your mother had been very feeble. You have cared constantly for her. To see her face no more will be a great grief to you. Were we living nearer you, we would say, Come apart and rest a while. Mark 6, verse 31. But your duties claim your time. I would say to you, Trust in the Lord. You will feel the death of your mother very keenly, but let me tell you that I sorrow not for the righteous dead, but for the living. I know that you have laid your mother in the tomb in the full hope that she will come forth when the trump of God shall sound. What do you think of doing? I have a deep interest in you. Please write and tell me about your plans for the future. Remember that you are to leave the present and the future in the hands of your heavenly Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I know what it means to bury loved ones. My father, mother, brothers and sisters, my husband and two of my sons are sleeping in their graves. My sister Mary and I and my two sons are all that are left. If Adam and Eve had not sinned, we should never have known anything about death. But they yielded to the temptations of the enemy, and we became subject to death. Christ came to free us from the power of death. He passed through death, that he might destroy him that had the power of death. When he came forth from the tomb, he proclaimed over the rent sepulchre, I am the resurrection and the life. I was dead, but I live again. And all who go down to the grave believing in me will I bring again to the land of the living. Christ came to this world to be tempted in all points like as human beings are tempted, that he might be able to succor those that are tempted. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. He came to honor humanity by standing at the head of humanity. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Oh, how blind and foolish are those who refuse to avail themselves of the great advantages secured to them by the death of the Son of God. His heart is filled with grief as he looks upon those who might be saved, but who will not give up their sins.